There's quite a close connection this evening between our first reading from the second book of Maccabees and our gospel. We have seven brothers mentioned in the book of Maccabees and seven again mentioned in the gospel reading. And perhaps maybe it was those seven brothers from the Old Testament that the Sadducees were especially thinking of when they asked that question to Jesus. In fact, there are all sorts of different reasons for asking Jesus that particular question, because the Sadducees, in fact, were trying, like so many people in the New Testament, to trick Jesus out. Because the Sadducees themselves did not actually believe in the resurrection. They didn't believe that our bodies would rise at the end of time. And they were just trying to trick Jesus out to see what sort of answer he would give them. But as always, Jesus was able to give a simple, concise answer, one that was based very much on Old Testament precedent and prophecies, the prophecies that Christ himself came to fulfill, that the dead would indeed rise again. It's no accident at this time of year that these are the type of readings that we're hearing at Mass. A few days ago, we celebrated the Feast of All Souls, which this year we used as our annual Mass to commemorate all our deceased parishioners who died during the past year. The month of November is the month that we as Catholics set aside every year to remember and to pray for the dead. And it is almost as if the seasons of the Church are reflecting the seasons of nature. As the year comes to a close, both the calendar year at the end of December and the Church year on the Feast of Christ the King, it is almost as if through the readings of the Mass and through the circumstances of nature all around us, our thoughts are being addressed to the last things, the four last things that we traditionally talk about in Catholic theology: heaven, hell, death and judgment. And there are things that in many ways we'd prefer really not to think too closely about. Yet the fact is that all of us someday are going to have to die. We know we're going to have to stand in front of God in judgment for our individual, the particular judgment, and also there will be the general and the universal judgment at the end of time. It's a thought, obviously, that, as I say, we don't like to contemplate too much. It can be a rather terrifying prospect in many ways. I have to say myself, I don't feel I'm ready to die. I still think I'm a bit young, I'm only 44. I'll tell you one thing, I don't think I'm prepared to die, and I doubt if I asked any of you that question this evening, you would say you were ready. And yet I have to say, especially my work as a hospital chaplain, in some ways, while I may not feel individually ready and prepared for death, I find the actual process of dying is something that would scare me less and less. I found being at the bedsides of people who were approaching death or at the time of death to find that a great peace always seems to finally come at the end, that it is much less troublesome leaving this world than sometimes we think. Sometimes it's the worrying and the preoccupation is much worse than the reality itself. And I think it was really that sense of trying to give a sense of peace and calm was what Jesus was trying to convey in today's gospel. To give, most importantly, I think, to people, a sense of hope. And that's something that we all need. We need it for the dead who have gone before us. And we also need to keep that hope alive and fresh in our own hearts, that yes, one day we will stand in front of God in judgment. One day we will have to die. But we have that belief in the resurrection, a belief that was especially affirmed by the death, the resurrection, and the ascension of Christ himself. And rather than worry unduly about those things, yes, we have to be as prepared as possible. I think really what Christ was trying to say to his listeners in today's gospel was we have to live in the here and now. The past is over, the future, whatever that will be, has yet to come. And the best way to prepare for those final events when they do come is to live the best way we possibly can in the here and now, each and every day.